It's all about incremental growth, progress over perfection. Because if we're growing incrementally, the growth at the end of the year is huge.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Progress is the third principle of neuropositive after presence and perspective. And progress to me is really the natural flow of life because everything progresses, everything goes on. If you look at the calendar, we move through the year. If you look at our life, we move through our lives. And we cannot really stop it. But sometimes I think we have the impression that we do. I have the impression that we can actually keep what's there. But to me, it's important to understand that there is always development. And the more we actually influence that development, the more we are in the driver's seat. And that's really what I want you to be able to, because progress to me is also linked to change. And I've said before, change is really driven by two causes only. So we either change because we can no longer stand the situation as is, so we're changing away from, or we change towards something that is so great that we want definitely go towards. And this is the change towards something, towards achieving a goal. And sometimes what happens, we are waiting much longer than we would actually need to wait, either because things are so bad, but we don't want to change because we're afraid of losing something, of losing security, afraid of losing the known environment. And we don't go towards the goal because we think we need to come up with the perfect plan to do so. And we are stuck. We're mentally stuck because we don't see the next step, but we just see the big goal. Now, the great thing is that if you build your life about consistency, about persistence, not so much about the intensity with which you drive progress, then it's probably the approach that works best. Because micro actions over the long term lead to big changes and also lead to resilience and success. And the neuropositive traits are really resilience so that we can bounce back, actually even anti-fragility so that we can make the best out of the situation at hand. It's all about incremental growth, progress over perfection, because if we're growing incrementally, the growth at the end of the year is huge. And it's all about action. I once talked to my mentor and said, well, Owen, I have so many ideas in my head that I don't know where to start. And he said, well, Christine, we all have ideas. They are only valid as much as you putting them into action. And that's true, because if they do not become reality, then what are they good for? So neuropositive really is action, is putting these ideas into reality. And it's also self-compassion, because we're all just human. And it's more about the effort that we're putting into something than just the outcomes that we can see. That's also the basis of the growth mindset from Carol Dweck that I have already mentioned several times. It's all about us trying again and again and again, instead of just looking at our results and praising ourselves for the results, because it's the what we're doing, it's the what we're striving towards that really makes us grow. Now, one question that you can ask yourself is, am I focusing on progress or am I fixated on perfection? Am I focusing on progress or am I just coming up with additional ideas? Now, we've said that incremental change really leads to a huge change. For example, there is this book from James Clear, Atomic Habits, where he describes that if you're doing a 1% change daily, 1% increase daily, then within a year, whatever you're trying gets 37 times better. So the question really is, what is the one thing that I can do today to be 1% better? Is it something that has to do with your physical strength? Is it something that has to do with your mental strength? Is it you're learning a new language? Is it you're learning a new skill? Just 1% every single day will reap a 37 times better result at the end of the year. And then it's always important to stay resilient in the progress. And we also already talked about the micro resilience breaks, those 30-second breaks where you focus on one of your senses, either what you're hearing or what you're seeing or what you're feeling, maybe your toes that you're wiggling, which regulates your nervous system, which maintains clarity and helps you to focus again on the small things that moves you forward, that brings you forward one step towards your goal. And then it's also always good to visually capture whatever you're making progress on. And visually can be writing it down, like doing it in a journal every single night, writing down maybe 3 results that you have achieved on that day. Maybe 3 things that brought you towards your goal. Maybe it's just one thing, but it's more than enough if you're doing it every single day. So writing it down, you can have checklists where you can check off the little items that you want to do to go again towards your goal. Or you can use NeuroGraphica and use those very abstract shapes and lines to capture your progress, your development. Because then if you have it on paper visually, your brain sees it on paper. It sees the growth. And this is an additional motivation for your brain, for yourself. So what is the one small action today that aligns with your goals? Write it down and rejoice because you have made progress. You have gone towards your goal one step further, and one step can make a whole difference. Now, the third thing that I wanted to mention here is the power of experimentation, because often we do not start things because we feel we need to make the right move. We think we have to be perfect. But as we've seen before, development are micro moments, are micro steps. So if you experiment, that beats overthinking. There is this expression of analysis paralysis where you are into analyzing a data, analyzing everything before actually taking the first step. And then you probably find out that that first step was not the right thing. That's why, for example, in the business world, agility is so has become such a valuable tool, because you start small and you experiment, and then you figure out what from what you've already done is good and you want to continue, or what do you want to change. And if you don't start, you will never know. So do those little steps. Maybe you do a 24-hour experiment. You test one small thing for just that day, and then you observe and you adjust. Like I've done my 30-day challenge without chocolate and sweets, And I started with one day because I just wanted to see how difficult is it. And I could go day by day and just test it. And I tested different approaches. So shift your mindset from I must get it right to I learn what works. I try out what works. And there is even supporting research from Amabile and Kramer, for example, that says that small wins releases dopamine in your brain and that brings motivation. And Kashtan and Rottenberg said that adaptable leaders mean resilience and success. So being adaptable to those small changes, and small changes make you more adaptable because you will be more agile in your actions. Now, another reflection, where can you focus on progress versus perfection? What small experiment can you try today? Any area that you would like to work on, that you would like to improve on, that you would like to have a different situation in your life. Now, those micro actions, those experiments is what will really help you. The 1% better daily improvement question. Ask yourself the question, what is the one thing that I can do better for 1% today? And then use those micro resilience breaks so that you can reset your mind and get more mental clarity. And treat progress as pilot programs. Do small tests and adjust to get big results afterwards. So commit to one small experiment or action today. And if you want, share that on social media because that makes you more accountable and that encourages you to stick to your changes. So every single micro step builds your future. Every single micro step also builds your resilience. And you can keep this growth mindset where, as we said before, you ask that question, what can I learn from it? Instead of asking, what's the result? Now, next week, we will look into the fourth principle of neuropositive, which is purpose. Because, of course, I want to align my actions to my values, to what's important to me. And I want to have my actions be filled with meaning. So until then, stay resilient and keep experimenting and lead well, yourself and others. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.